Michael Libby and Insight on Business, the News Hour, is supported by the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, the premier business organization moving Iowa forward, iowaabi.org. And by Taro International, expert employee training across many disciplines is critical to productivity. Learn more at taro.com.
Hi, and welcome back to the Business News Hour. It is Friday afternoon, and each and every Friday, about this time, we welcome our good friend and contributor, Cheryl Tessier from Eat, Play, Love Des Moines. Stuff to do in the metro this weekend and beyond. Hi, Cheryl.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on Friday?
Oh, my goodness. Is it Friday again?
Already.
It seems like it's always Friday.
Every week.
Every week.
Every week.
Yeah. Every week. Okay, well, the good thing is there's lots to do.
There is. You know, this week was also Purim.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's the Jewish festival of Purim. That was just tremendous, but that's yesterday's news.
Right.
We got to look forward to what's going on now.
Right. I mean, and of course, you know, I know it's not your thing, but it is Easter weekend.
That's why I brought that up.
Because you knew that I'd be talking about Easter events, but, you know, I'm glad you had a happy Purim.
Thank you. That's wonderful.
Well, the first thing has nothing to do with Easter or Purim, but it does have to do with wine and fondue, which are two of my favorite things.
Mark it down.
Put it on the calendar. This is tonight at Wine Styles on Mill Civic Parkway. Wine Styles. This is so cool. So every month, one Friday night of the month, from 6 to 8, you don't need a reservation. You just show up, and they have cheese fondue and chocolate fondue.
Ooh.
And, you know, two people can eat cheese fondue for $12. Two people can eat chocolate fondue for $12. Or you can try both for $20. Yes.
Wow.
Fondue. And of course, they have plenty of wine available.
Do they have wine?
I think you can probably find some wine to pair with your fondue. But that's no RSVP required. You just show up between 6 and 8. And for two people, $20 for cheese and chocolate fondue. You can't beat that.
That sounds great.
I think you should head over to Wine Styles right now for that.
And that's going on tonight.
Yeah, tonight, 6 o'clock. Okay. So if you're driving, you can just turn your car around and head to Wine Styles for that. The next thing sounds pretty cool. This is called PBJ and Jazz. Okay. This sounds
peanut butter and jelly and jazz.
Peanut butter and jelly and jazz. These are 1 hour long interactive concerts, designed to introduce jazz and American music to young children and their families. Yeah. This is Saturday. This is tomorrow from 12 to 2. This is at the basement at the social club, and it's presented by the Civic Music Association. And it's a 1 hour long interactive concert. 12 o'clock is the peanut butter and jelly part. So this is all free. They're going to serve you and your family peanut butter and jelly lunch, and then, you know, 12 o'clock, and then from 1 to 2, it's a 1 hour long interactive music concert.
Why not?
Peanut butter, jelly, and jazz. Yes, why
Let's
not?
Go.
Okay, I'm going to...
So many cool things.
And the next thing, of course, is going to be a little bit Easter related, but we got to get these events in there, Michael.
You know, this is one of those things. Are you going to talk about Easter egg hunts?
A few, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So how is it that the rabbit lays Easter eggs? I don't understand this.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think it has to do with some
miracle?
Kind of yeah, another miracle,
yeah.
Right?
Okay. Yeah, I always kind of wondered about that.
Yeah, like, you know, you just go with it.
I just go with it.
Yeah. Anywho, well, here's one, an Easter egg hunt. Now, this one is pretty cool. It's at the Ted Lair Build and Design Center in Cumming. So if you've never been to the store, it's really cool. Lots of outdoor products. It's a big outdoor store, but they've got tons of land and tons of really cool places where they're going to hide Easter eggs. 7,000 Easter eggs.
Whoa, that's a lot.
7,000, yes. So they're going to have a big Easter egg hunt. It's for ages 11 and under. It starts 10 a.m. on the dot. So be at Ted Lair at 10 a.m. for a 7,000 Easter egg hunt. And they're actually going to give out 500 Easter eggs after the hunt to the kids that aren't fast enough to get them. You know, that always happens. 7,000. You know, like, you know, you send all the kids out, and then you get these big kids that just get all these drugs, and you get that, like, 4-year-old that's like, I only get one egg. And they're going to give them out to the kids. How nice is that? That's great. Anyway, Ted Lair Design Center.
Ted Lair Design.
Incoming, yes. Cool store, anyway, if you've never been in there.
They do
all sorts of classes, too. We took a cheese-making class there. Can you believe it? Yeah, cheese-making. We made cheese. We made mozzarella cheese. At Ted Lair. And they have the annual Tomato Fest.
If it's in Cumming, it's right near the Iowa Distillery.
It is. Yeah. I mean, Cumming is great.
I know.
I yes.
That.
I know. Alrighty. Yeah, so the next one, Ballet Des Moines will present the much-beloved fairy tale Peter Pan on Saturday at the Civic Center. Peter Pan, this Saturday. Nice. Civic Center, Peter Pan, ballet style. Ballet Des Moines, ballet, Peter
Never
Pan.
Never Neverland, right?
That's right.
Yes,
Captain
Lost
Hook.
Boys.
Lost Boys, yes.
Yeah, I got it.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So let's see. So that
I
will be...
I saw Dustin Hoffman in the movie version of that. It's very funny.
Yeah, I bet. I bet.
Robin Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. It's good. I'm sure it was fantastic. I have not seen that, nor have I seen the ballet.
Oh,
so,
well, come on.
but they're going to have two performances on Saturday, 1 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. Go ahead and see that this weekend. If you know you're not doing the Easter thing, maybe you want to see Peter Pan, Pirates.
That's tomorrow.
Yeah, do it. Okay, a few more Easter family things. Bring the entire family out to the Blank Park Zoo on Saturday from 10 to 2 for animals and eggs. They're going to have Easter egg hunts, animals and eggs, at the Blank Park Zoo.
maybe at the Blank Park Zoo, you can ask the question about the Easter egg.
That is good.
Because they'll know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how is it that...
Right.
They'll know at the Blank Park Zoo.
I'm sure. I'm sure if you ask, they will know. Okay, so you can celebrate Easter at the Blank Park Zoo, or you can also, or celebrate at Living History Farms. Living History Farms
Favorite
Easter.
Place.
Yes. Fun for the entire family. Toy hunts. Not Easter eggs. They're doing toy hunts. They've caught on.
They've
caught on that the Easter bunny doesn't lay eggs, so they just hide the toys. And
there you go.
That sounds much better. They're going to have live animals, horse and wagon rides, and traditional games all at Living History Farms March 26th. That's from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. So you can hit both the zoo and Living History Farms
Bam.
In one day for all of your Easter fun on Saturday before the main event on Sunday. This one sounds really cool. If you're into the geocaching craze.
Yeah. Fun.
Well, this is a geocaching Easter egg hunt on March 27th. So, you can use your GPS unit to find eggs hidden throughout the park at the Annette Nature Center.
Where's that?
That's a good question. The Annette Nature Center and Park. This is from, it's in Warren County.
Oh, okay.
In Warren County, yes, the Annette Nature Center. You're going to have to look up exactly where that is, but it is from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. So if you're into geocaching, you
That's
like.
On Sunday.
This is on Sunday. So if you're into geocaching, you want to find Easter eggs with your GPS, you can do that from 10 to 12 before you have your Easter dinner on Sunday.
There you go.
There you go. Fun stuff. Yes. They're actually going to have a butterfly garden set up. Look at that. They'll have a simple Easter egg hunt and butterfly garden for toddlers, along with this geocaching Easter egg hunt. That sounds like a good time.
Yeah,
at the Annette Nature Center somewhere in Warren County. this one's a good one. Come spend Easter at Principal Park. Yes, on Sunday at Principal Park. They're going to have a buffet and coloring and Easter egg hunt with Cubby Bear and the Easter Bunny all on Sunday. You can spend your whole Easter at Principal Park. How cool. How cool. $25 for adults, children ages 5 to 12 or $13, and children under 5 are free. The Easter egg hunt is at 1 p.m., and you can make your dinner reservation anytime that afternoon.
Or go have brunch at the Strudel House.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right down the street.
Yes.
I mean,
they are having an Easter brunch as well. I just took a look at the menu, and the Strudel House is having their Easter brunch. So you can eat your Easter brunch at the Strudel House and then go to Principal Park
for the
Easter egg hunt.
Ah.
Perfect. I just planned out your Sunday.
There it is
right there.
Covered.
There it is. Yes. Okay, and then the final one that I have for you is my favorite of the Easter season. Is Sunday Tunes at Somerset Winery, their adult Easter egg hunt.
There we go.
Adult Easter egg hunt. Yes, Somerset Winery, March 27th, during Sunday Tunes. So they're going to have the Fat Tuesday Trio playing from 2 to 5 p.m. And then sometime during that music, they're going to have the adult Easter egg hunt. Cover charge is $5 per person, $15 per car. The Hunt is for adults only, but you can bring kids with you for the music.
It would be interesting if they did this, if they had tucked into plastic Easter eggs,
mm-hmm.
like Victoria's Secret.
Sure.
Gift certificates. Mm-hmm. Or something.
Yeah.
That would be.
Yeah. You know, Yeah. I don't think that they do that, but they do.
What's an idea for next year?
It is an idea. Let's call them up and let them know that that's our idea, Michael. But they do put in certificates for glasses of wine.
Oh.
So I think that's the idea of the adult part. It's a winery. Yeah. Yes. Yes. So drink wine. Adult Easter egg hunt, listen to music, and go to Victoria's Secret after.
Or before.
Yeah, yes.
It all works. All right. Hey, thanks for doing this. As usual, you have a full docket of cool things to do in the metro this weekend.
Oh, yes.
Are you looking forward to next weekend?
I sure am.
Yes. By the way, just so that you're doing a new website update.
Yes,
this
we
is
are.
Gonna be really exciting.
It's going to be really cool. Lots of easier access to everything you need. You know, where to eat, kids eat free lists, all sorts of fun stuff.
Cool. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll be watching for that.
Yes.
Her name is Cheryl Tessier. She is from EatPlayLoveDesMoines.com. Should you want to go take a look at the old website anyway, and learn more about what she's got on tap for the weekend. Thanks for doing this.
Oh, you're so welcome.
All right, we got to scoot. 6 o'clock, bingo, we turned into an Easter egg. Got to get out of here. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Tyler Hackenmiller is behind the controls tonight. Mark McDowell is the program director for the radio stations. Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business. Mary Sayre, the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group. The music that you're listening to right now is from James Goodlett. You want some cool music for your videos or for your website or whatever. Corporate stuff? James is the guy. Hook us up, we will hook you up. Or look us up and we will hook you up. All right, we got to go. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.